From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. First, the headlines. Minister Teten Mas Duki said MSMEs in Indonesia have started recovering from crisis. Investment realization in energy sector at $28.2 billion in 2021. Now the news in details. Micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, have begun to recover from the economic crisis caused by the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. This was stated by Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, Teten Mas Duki, on Wednesday. As quoted by Antara, Minister Mas Duki perceived that the national economy must be driven through the MSMEs. The indicator is that the bank loans have progressed in the MSMEs. This is an indication that MSMEs have started being reborn. He further said that a total of 285 trillion rupiah has been distributed as smallholders, business credit, or KUR. Investment realization in the energy and mineral resources sector increased 107% to $28.2 billion in 2021 from $26.3 billion in 2020. This was stated by Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, ESDM, Arifin Tasrif, at the press conference on the ministry's 2021 performance and the 2022 work plan in Jakarta on Wednesday. As quoted by Antara, he remarked that in 2021, the realized investment in the energy and mineral resources sector reached 28.2 billion rupiah, or up 107% compared to 2020. He also stated that the government took several strategic steps to achieve this number, including providing incentives, helping with land disputes, and simplifying the licensing process. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan reviewed construction work on the tunnel for the Jakarta-Bandung high-speed railway in Bundar Village, Jati Luhur, Purwakarta District, West Java on Wednesday. As reported by Antara, he said that soft soil conditions, such as silt and clay, were found around the location of Tunnel 2, but it could be handled well. Before reviewing the tunnel, he was briefed by the developer of the National Strategic Project. He noted that based on the expert explanation, the problem of the soft soil condition could be resolved. The construction of Tunnel 2 is targeted to be completed in April 2022. The Mataram City Government in West Nusa Tenggara has been asked to prepare 25,000 rooms to fulfill the requirements of 70,000 rooms for tourists visiting the city for MotoGP Championships in March 2022. During a meeting with head of the state-owned hospitality company, Hospitality of Indonesia Network, HIN, Mataram City Tourism Office, Nizar Deni Cahyadi said that the authority will coordinate with the sub-regional leaders regarding the provisions of guest rooms. Nizar Deni also said that his side will coordinate with sub-district and village heads regarding the possible appropriations of residential houses as guest rooms to fulfill the directed room quota. Let's move on to the international news. Britain and India on Thursday formally launched free trade agreement talks in New Delhi seeking freer movement of goods and people, with a deal projected to increase bilateral trade by billions of pounds. As reported by Reuters.com, Britain has made a deal with India, one of its post-Brexit priorities, as free from the European Union's common trade policy, ministers look to gear trade policy towards faster-growing economies around the Indo-Pacific region. Indian Trade Minister Piyush Goyal and his British counterpart Anne-Marie Trevelyan will meet in New Delhi on Thursday, with the first round of negotiations beginning next week. Iran and the United States are displaying little flexibility on core issues in the indirect nuclear talks, raising questions about whether a compromise can be found soon to renew a 2015 deal that could dispel fears of a wider Middle East war. As reported by Reuters.com, after eight-round talks, the thorniest points remain the speed and scope of lifting sanctions on Tehran, including Iran's demand for a U.S. guarantee of no further punitive steps and how and when to restore curbs on Iran's atomic work. The nuclear deal limited Iran's uranium enrichment activity to make it harder for it to develop nuclear arms, an ambition Tehran denies in return for lifting international sanctions. North Korea says it has conducted another hypersonic missiles test under the watch of its leader Kim Jong-un. As reported by BBC.com, state media stated the missiles fired on Tuesday had successfully made a turn before hitting its target in the sea some 1,000 kilometers or 621 miles away. It marks North Korea's third reported test of a hypersonic missile, which can avoid detections for longer than ballistic missiles. Listener, now let's move in on to our commentary for today on World Beware of Omicron, read by Nuka Kusumawati. The total number of people infected by COVID-19 kept increasing, as if it was unstoppable. Many countries kept reporting new Omicron cases. In Europe, for instance, WHO stated there were more than 7 million new cases of Omicron across the continent in the first week of January. The number rose twofold in 2 weeks. WHO Director for Europe, Dr. Hans Kluge, said on Tuesday, there were 26 countries reporting more than 1% of the population were infected every week. Kluge quoted the estimation from Institute of Health Metrics at University of Washington, which projected half of West European population would be infected in the next 6 or 8 weeks. Kluge was worried that when Omicron moved to the east, crossing Europe, that variant will take more victims much more in countries with low vaccination rate. In Denmark, he recorded COVID-19 inpatient rate was 6 higher on those who were not vaccinated than the US, than the vaccinated ones. Similar high cases also happened in US, Poland, and Japan. The Omicron also infected Indonesians. Data from the health ministries until Monday showed 506 Omicron cases in Indonesia. The ministry's director for infectious disease prevention and control, Siti Nadia Tarmizi, said an Omicron infection was still dominated by international travelers and 84 of them were local infection. She therefore affirmed that the people must be ready in facing the Omicron considering how easy it spreads. Although Omicron has a lighter symptoms, the people must stay on alert. More infection can burden health facility capacity and operational of other sectors. Health protocols are still a must, including wearing masks, keeping distance and washing hands. Preventing is better than curing. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, we begin today in history with an event on January 13, 1930, when the Mickey Mouse comic strip was released for the first time. Mickey Mouse is a mouse cartoon fiction figure who serves as an icon for the Walt Disney Company. This figure was created by Herb Iwerks in the 1920s. Mickey Mouse is the first published Disney comic. This strip debuted on January 13, 1930 and ran until July 29, 1995. In 1931, Mickey Mouse strip was published in 60 newspapers in the US and in 20 other countries. Starting in 1940, Mickey Mouse strip was reprinted in the monthly comic book Walt Disney Comics and Stories. However, the Walt Disney Company set the birthday of Mickey Mouse on November 18, 1928, which was the date release of Steamboat Willie, the first animated film of Mickey Mouse that used sound. Now we move to an event on January 13, 1993, when the Chemical Weapons Convention was signed. Chemical Weapons Convention is an arms control treaty that outlaws the production, stockpiling, and use of chemical weapons. This convention was signed in Paris, France on January 13, 1993. And administered by the Organization for the Prohibition of the Chemical Weapons, OPCW. The Chemical Weapons Convention prohibits the large-scale use, development, production, stockpiling, and transfer of chemical weapons, very limited production for research, medical, pharmaceutical, or protective purposes is still permitted. At first, 165 countries have signed this convention and 65 of them have ratified it. Now, the convention has been signed by 193 countries. We end today in history with an event on January 13, 2001 about the San Miguel earthquake. On January 13, 2001, a 7.6 magnitude earthquake struck San Miguel, El Salvador. The earthquake left 944 people dead, 5,565 people injured. Hundreds of thousands of houses and buildings destroyed. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu, hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragu. Ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Aku di sini untuk kamu,
di sini untuk
jangan
kamu.
Berpikir untuk meninggalkanku
sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The government of East Nusa Tenggara supported the komodo and other threatened species conservation programs implemented by the United Nations Development Program UNDP in Flores Island. Deputy Governor of East Nusa Tenggara, Joseph Naisoi, held a meeting with the coordinator for the conservation program, dubbed Investing in the Komodo Dragon and Other Globally Threatened Species in Flores. Joseph Naisoi, in a press release received on Sunday, said that the East Nusa Tenggara government is ready to give a support and recommendation letter needed by UNDP for the IN Flores implementation for the conservation and community empowerment around the conservation area. He further remarked about the importance of a clear task division between UNDP and the provincial government in the conservation program. Meanwhile, UNDP's In-Flores Programs Coordinator Francisca Sugi explained that UNDP, in cooperation with the Indonesian Environment and Forestry Ministry, has submitted the IM Flores Program proposals to the Global Environmental Facilities, or GEF. GEF had granted 80 billion rupees funding for a 6-year term from 2022 until 2028. Francisca Sugi also said that UNDP conservation program will be implemented in Komodo dragon habitats across three regencies, namely West Manggarai, East Manggarai, and Ngada. This program will include the integration of conservation, economic development of the community around the Komodo dragon habitat, and research about Komodo dragon and other flora and fauna around the Komodo conservation area.
Maaf telah sayang padamu, kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku, oh, ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau telah dimilikinya, bolehkah ku dekat denganmu? Izinkan
still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Every region in Indonesia has its own special cuisine. For example, the Magelang area of Central Java has many special foods, one of which is senerek soup. The soup is a typical one of Magelang Central Java. Supposedly, this soup was adapted from Dutch cuisine.
Sonata comes from the Dutch vocabulary, namely snert, which means pea soup. In the past, the Dutch soldiers often cooked snert soup in Magelang. However, because the tongue of the local community has difficulty pronouncing snert, the term snerek was created. In addition to peas, snerek soup consists of pieces of beef or chicken, carrots, and celery leaves, which are then mixed with broth. This food is served in various versions. There is a clear soup, but there is also a thick one. When eaten, the soup tastes so savory and delicious with the inherent aroma of pepper. Snerek soup is more delicious when eaten with warm rice. In addition, the soup will be even more delicious if enjoyed with side dishes such as tempeh, tofu, meat brickadel, or potato cake and prawn bakwan. The soup is very rich in nourishment because it uses beef and broth, and then added with peas, which are full of proteins, and carrots and tomatoes, which are rich in vitamins. The soup is suitable for maintaining body stamina. If you are interested in tasting snerek soup, this typical food is widely sold in food stalls in Magelang City, with a price ranging from 15,000 rupiah to 20,000 rupiah per serving.
Tersenyumlah Indonesiaku.
Jauh masa depan, kelak suatu hari ku akan menjadi cahaya bagi Indonesia. Ayolah kawan, bersama kita akan harumi Indonesia.
listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listeners, the Indonesian government obligates foreign travelers who return to Indonesia to be quarantined. To monitor the quarantine on January 6, 2022, the Indonesian National Police launched the Precision Quarantine Monitoring Application at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport, Cengkareng, Tangerang, Banten. Head of the Public Relations Division of the National Police, Inspector General Dedi Prasetyo, said that the launch of the application is a follow-up to police on the instructions of President Joko Widodo, who asked that there should be no dispensation to undergo quarantine for Indonesian citizens who had just arrived from abroad. This application is also a part of the commitment of the government and the national police to mitigate the spread of the Omicron variant in Indonesia. Through the Precision Quarantine Monitoring Application, officers can obtain information on the profile of quarantined people, including the quarantine period, origin of arrival, PCR test results, and all data sources from the Ministry of Health. In addition, officers will receive notification messages if they are quarantined participants who are 200 meters outside the quarantine radius. Those people who can access the application are the quarantined, authorized officer, command centers, and leaders. To use the Precision Quarantine Monitoring Application, the quarantined people may log into the application with the registered mobile number and scan the QR code when arriving at the quarantine location. Then, the application will bring up the quarantine countdown time. When the application is active, the coordinate of the quarantined people will periodically be stored in the police dashboard. Therefore, if the quarantined people are at a distance of 200 meters outside the quarantine location, the officers and the command center will receive a notification. If the quarantine period ends, the quarantined people can check out. That's Miss Seleni.
Selalu lebih indah bisa kau lihat, tak berarti nyata. Berjanjilah, kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri. Berhenti cintai, pantas dicintai. Selalu hargai yang setia di hati. Berjanjilah
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkom, de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today we are going to present to you a song, Dara, which was popularized by J-Zero. J-Zero is a music group with jazz, bossa nova and pop genre led by Chandra Darusman. The name J-Zero is taken from the combination of the names of its members, including Chandra Darusman as a vocal and keyboard, Helmi Indra Kesuma as vocals, Aswin Sastro Wardoyo as vocalist and guitarist, Edwin Hudioro and flute, Irwan B. Indra Kesuma in vocals, Rizal Indra Kesuma in vocals and bass, Omen Norman Sony Sontani in vocals. The song Dara was included in J-Zero's first album entitled Pemuda, which was released in 1980s. Listener, here is the song Dara by J-Zero. Happy listening!
Thank you.
salamku tebar lewat awan, lewat desa dan asa di kecuk rimba kasih. Merah bunga, merahnya cinta, putih melati selain kasih. Tak digetar lewat bibir, tak bernuansa kata darah.
Indonesia.
Titik-titik noda tertinggal di dalam dada, uratan hatiku masih ada. Segalanya, namun titik terang tiada datang. Langit makin kelam, luka makin dalam. Hati ini hancur jadi debu. Hanya satu thank you.
dapat lupakan dirimu. Namun apa daya, aku manusia, gagal menghapus kenangan lama.
Voice of Indonesia.
Angin dingin meniup mencekam di bulan Desember. Hujan turun deras dan kejam, hati berdebar. Ku teringat bayangan impian di malam itu, malam yang kelabu kau ucapkan kata selamat tinggal sayang. Bulan madu yang kita janjikan semakin melayang, lenyap hilang di telan air hujan. Engkau tak datang. Bulan ini Desember kedua, aku menanti. 2 tahun sudah ku sabar menanti, ku dilanda sepi. Angin dingin menusuk di hati, terasa nyeri. Bulan madu, tinggallah impian tanpa kenyataan. Sinar cinta seterang rembulan kini pudar sudah. Desember kelam
selalu menghantui setiap mimpiku. Bulan madu yang kita janjikan semakin melayang, lenyap hilang ditelan air hujan. Engkau tak datang. Bulan ini Desember kedua, aku menanti. 2 tahun sudah ku sabar menanti, ku dilanda sepi. Angin dingin menusuk di hati, oh terasa nyeri. Bulan madu tinggallah impian tanpa kenyataan. Sinar cinta seterang kini pudar sudah. Desember kelabu selalu menghantui setiap mimpiku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Alright listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening. but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and send us email on voi@voinews.id.